The next presentation, solid oxygen fertilizer and biochar applications, reducing nitrous oxide production from agricultural soil, Tanumoy Berra, Kanika Inglet, Guidong Liu. Tanumoy Berra presenting.
Thank you, Dr. Steer, for the nice introduction. And good afternoon to all of you. So in continuation with phosphorus, I will be talking about nitrogen. So we have previous speaker about nitrate leaching and N monitoring in maize. So I am like completing the whole cycle, talking about the gaseous loss of nitrogen in terms of nitrous oxide. So let me refresh our mind with some of the statistics from the PE industrial area to present century. This nitrous oxide concentration in atmosphere have increased a lot, and now it's increasing steadily. It's around 320 ppb in the atmosphere. The alarming thing is that global warming potential of nitrous oxide is like 300 times more higher than the carbon dioxide, with average atmospheric lifespan is around 100 years or century. So if we want to manage the nitrous oxide, we need to know what is the sources. Do you have any idea? Maybe transport, maybe anthropogenic activity. Let's see what's data say. It's here. Globally, 39% nitrous oxide is being produced from agricultural soil and 16% from natural soil. So it is 55% coming from the soil. And the story about US, it's even worse. 80% of total US national emission of nitrous oxide coming from agricultural soil means we soil scientists are responsible of that sector. So if you want to change the soil nitrous oxide emission, we need to know the processes. There are three processes: nitrification, denitrification, and nitrifier denitrification. Though their share may be a debatable issue, denitrification is believed and researched most for the nitrous oxide emission. And one of the major amendments for reducing nitrous oxide emission for the last decade have been the biochar. People are put following several mechanisms and published several papers like how nitrous oxide could be reduced by application of biochar. And there are a couple like reducing the nitrification process or reducing even the denitrification process, or even aggravating the denitrification process at the last end where it produced only nitrogen instead of nitrous oxide. So we have the biochar for last decade. Maybe this decade could be oxygen fertilizer. What I am talking about, like oxygen fertilizer, is a chemical substance which can provide oxygen to the microbes or any other living entity. How could it provide the oxygen? Let me show you how the things. Like oxygen fertilizer is calcium peroxide or magnesium peroxide. These two chemicals I will be using in my experiment as well. They undergoes on the hydrolysis process, and they undergo enzyme catalysis as well to produce natural hydrogen. So my hypothesis is, under the conditions of anaerobic condition in the soil, which may be occur due to faulty irrigation management or due to heavy rainfall or due to spatial and temporal variation in the big field or big farm, this oxygen fertilizer will provide oxygen to the microbes, and though these microbes will not use nitrate as a terminal acceptor for its respiration, rather than use aerobic respiration and use this nascent oxygen from oxygen fertilizer. So on this background, we hypothesize that biochar and oxygen fertilizer will impact the nitrous oxide emission, and it will eventually have an impact on soil microbial properties. And to have the with this hypothesis, we have objective to determine the nitrous oxide loss due to application of biochar and oxygen fertilizers and its impact on soil microbial properties. So we have collected two soils. They are really different in terms of their organic carbon content. One is mineral soil from Citra in Gainesville, which is content like around 1.39% of organic carbon, and another is histosol from Belgrade Research Education Center, Everglade Research Education Center in Belgrade, which contain around 33% organic carbon. We have two biochar, pine biochar and corn biochar. And let me explain you the my treatments. One is treatments without nitrogen, another group of treatments with nitrogen. Without nitrogen, we have only soil, corn biochar only plus soil, and pine biochar plus soil. With nitrogen, we have soil plus nitrogen, soil plus two biochars as we talked about with nitrogen, and plus soil plus nitrogen plus calcium peroxide and magnesium peroxide. And we measure periodically nitrous oxide and microbial biomass. We did the incubation study with these treatments. So let's talk about my result. In the organic soil, like I will separate my treatments in two portions. One will be the biochar treatments, another will be the oxygen treatments. And later I will combine them together. In the biochar treatments, we can see that peak nitrous oxide production rate reached between 24 hours to like 48 hours for biochar treatments, and it plateaued out around 12 days after incubation. But for the oxygen fertilizer treatments, here is the soil, which is the peak peak production rate is around 24 hours after incubation. But for the magnesium peroxide, we can see it started around 3 days and continues around up to 9 days. And for the calcium peroxide, it's the peak rate came around 13th day of the incubation and then reduced, and this all the peak rate plateaued out around 18 days of incubation. So does they have this peak rate have any impact on cumulative nitrous oxide production from this soil? Let's check on that. So here is that biochar treatment, and we can see like corn biochar have really significantly lower nitrous oxide production as compared to soil plus nitrogen, but the pine biochar didn't work. So here this corn biochar is working in the organic soil, but pine biochar didn't. And in case of oxygen fertilizer, the story is similar. Like it's only one oxygen fertilizer, that is calcium peroxide, is working, but not the magnesium peroxide, because it's have significantly lower nitrous oxide production cumulatively throughout the incubation period. And here we combine the nitrous oxide emission in terms of like corn biochar, pine biochar, and oxygen fertilizers. If we see only these two, as we have seen earlier also, the corn biochar and calcium peroxide is reducing total nitrous oxide production, and this reduction to the extent of around 23 to 24%. So it has reduced nitrous oxide production, but other two treatments, the pine biochar and magnesium peroxide, did not. Now we move on to mineral soil. What is the story there? Mineral soil, it's like the peak nitrous oxide production rate is shifted little bit during 3 to 5 days for the biochar treatment and soil treatments. And for the oxygen fertilizer treatments, we can see it's hardly match up to the rate which we are seeing for this soil plus nitrogen treatment. If we look for the y-axis, it's like 0 to 50, and for the oxygen fertilizer is 0 to 2 microgram per gram of soil nitrous oxide production. So it's way lower than the soil plus nitrogen treatment. So we have seen like there is big difference in the rate of production. So does it come to the cumulative one? Yes, it comes. But the story is little different. We have seen that for the corn biochar in the organic soil, it's have reduced the nitrous oxide production, but for the mineral soil, it's like increasing the nitrous oxide production. And for the pine biochar, didn't work. So for the mineral soil and for the organic soil, both soil, pine biochar didn't work. But for the carbon biochar, it increased in mineral soil and decreased in organic soil. And if we look for the oxygen fertilizer treatments, we can see like there is way lower cumulative nitrous oxide production in case of mineral soil. And if we see the graph here, we can see both calcium peroxide and magnesium peroxide have reduced total nitrous oxide production as compared to soil plus nitrogen treatment in mineral soil. So here in mineral soil, both the oxygen fertilizer treatments, carbon calcium peroxide and magnesium peroxide, have worked. But for the organic soil, only calcium peroxide worked, but magnesium peroxide didn't. Now we have learned like nitrous oxide production could be reduced by this oxygen treatment, oxygen fertilizer treatment or biochar treatment. But does it have any other effect on soil microbial property? For the agricultural soil, soil microbial biomass is considered to be a better good indicator for soil health, and if its activity is higher, then soil is good for agricultural production and ecosystem services. So what we can see that here, like soil microbial biomass carbon has been reduced due to application of carbon biochar and oxygen fertilizer. That's the alarming point of my research. Like this biochar and oxygen fertilizer could reduce soil microbial biomass carbon in organic soil. What about the story for mineral soil? Mineral soil, we can see like soil, this pine biochar have reduced the microbial biomass carbon, and as well the oxygen fertilizer. Oxygen fertilizer has also reduced the microbial biomass carbon. So what's the result of my research? Like calcium peroxide reduced nitrous oxide production by 25% in organic soil and 99% in mineral soil. Magnesium peroxide did not have any impact on organic soil, but reduced 98% nitrous oxide production in mineral soil. Corn stubber biochar increased cumulative nitrous oxide production by 201% in mineral soil, but decreased 23% in organic soil. Pine biochar didn't work for any of the soil. So in both the soils, oxygen fertilizers decreased the microbial biomass carbon compared to soil without nitrogen. So basis on this result, we can conclude that calcium peroxide could work as a reducer of nitrous oxide emission from the soil, but magnesium peroxide depends on soil type. Its impact on nitrous oxide emission will be depend on the soil type or soil properties. For corn biochar, it's similar. Like for corn biochar, the impact will be depend on the soil type, but for pine biochar it will not, because pine biochar didn't have any effect. And soil microbial biomass was negatively impacted by addition of oxygen fertilizer compared to soil without nitrogen. So we need to have a check on that property of soil when we are applying the oxygen fertilizer to the soil to reduce the nitrous oxide emission. So I'd like to thank you, our group, and Dr. Jahangir Badha from Everglade Research and Education Center, and Mr. William Bach from CITRA for providing and helping us to collect the soil samples. Thank you. I would like to have any question if you have.